Hey guys, welcome back to the Maverick Podcast. Oh, I'm so sorry guys, it's been quite some time since I released an episode. It's been quite so many months. I'm sorry, I had to go out and do some stuff, but right now I'm back and ready. And the first episode today is going to feature a friend of mine, actually, all the way from Asia. Her country is Nepal. Her name is Anu. And I'm so excited to have Anu on my podcast today. I've been waiting. We've been planning for so long. But finally, she's here. Hey, guys. Oh, guys. Oh, my God. Welcome back to the Maverick Podcast. It's been so long since I had a podcast going on. But today, you guys, today we have a special guest from so far away, man. Oh, namaste, Anu.
Namaste, Kibit.
Yeah, today I'm joined with Anu. Where are you from?
I'm from Nepal.
Yeah, where exactly?
I'm from Mahendranagar, Nepal, like Western Nepal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How's life over there?
Life is very simple here. What to say? Okay, wait.
Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm very happy here. My place is so cool and beautiful. You should visit once.
Yeah, I'll visit. We're there. The Maverick Podcast will visit there very soon.
Yeah, hope to see you soon.
Yeah, I'm so happy you're on my podcast today. I know we've been planning for so long. You remember we've been planning, but we've never had to do this.
Yeah, due to some problems, sometimes network problems and personal problems like that.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Anu, tell me, how's Nepal? How's the corona situation currently in Nepal right now?
Okay. Currently, corona situation is like increasing day by day and situation are really bad here. No vaccine, you know. Mm-hmm. It's increasing. Simply, it's increasing.
Oh, okay. So many day, every day people dying.
Yeah, every day there are 10 to 15 people nearly die about.
Oh, that's pretty sad.
Yeah, it's sad.
Hope you're keeping safe. Are you wearing a mask all the time?
I'm in home only, that's why I don't need to wear masks every time. But while going outside, I have to wear a mask.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And how about school? You guys are learning on campus or what has the government recommended according to school? How are you studying?
Oh, online classes are there.
Uh-huh.
Only online classes and some small children were like from TV.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Wow. And has the government announced maybe when you guys are going back to school or when the situation might get a little bit easier? Any hopes?
No, not any hopes. No any such kind of news.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, hope for the best. I believe the whole world is going through the same thing. And the economy of the country is also not so good. But we hope all shall be well, right?
Yeah, right. Can you explain about your country's situation? What's their corona?
Oh, in our country, Kenya, we've been having a spike of cases for the last 3 months. Mm. But just recently now, at least it's a bit better. People can go outside. We have a midnight curfew from 4 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, so the government, the curfew is still going on. And some places have had lockdowns where the spread was trying to rise up. But at the moment, we're not having that spike of cases like we used to have when the onset began.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, so enough about corona. I think we should get into another topic, a juicy one.
Okay.
I would like to know how dating around Nepal, because here people have boyfriends, people go out. Is it the same in Nepal?
No.
Is it Is it a free life or how is it there?
It's really opposite here, you know, like dating around here is really difficult. Parents are really strict.
Wow, really?
And you know, there's some, it's not so in some places, like even boys are not allowed to be a friend with girls. Girls are not allowed to make friends.
So,
you know?
Like, can you specify, like, at what age do you think it's appropriate for that to happen, maybe?
Well, if we are outside of, like, a place or country, we can make at any age. And but in home, so we have to directly marry.
What?
Yeah. It's not acceptable in our society. Like, we, there's some people accept it, but not everyone. Love marriages are rare here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, but it's nice.
Wow. So, what about marrying from another country? Maybe someone from Europe comes and says, like, someone from a country. Can they get married?
Yeah, they can get married with foreigner, you know, just from Europe, from anyone.
Wow, because for us here, people, love is in the air. Like, people hug, you can kiss someone, like, it's so free. Like, relationships are something that everyone is embracing.
Yeah, that's really cool, you know, but here, though, we can't really kiss in private also.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But anyway, I think... Is it the same situation even in India or it's just Nepal?
No, it's just in Nepal, I guess. India is somehow forward than Nepal. In this typical society, it's not everywhere in Nepal. In just typical society, like villages and, you know, small towns and cities.
Yeah. Okay, okay. And I remember recently we were talking, you told me about that Nepal is in 2078.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been trying to understand how your calendar different. Like, does it reach December?
No, it's December, but we consider here a different month. Like, this is Asar. The month is called Asar here.
Uh huh.
Yeah, it's not like it's BS and it's different.
Wow. Do you watch football?
Football. I'm not a big fan of football. I don't watch, but I just love, like, from team playing from Argentina. I just love that. Brazil.
Brazil. Oh, I like Brazil. I love Brazil.
Yeah. Brazil, Argentina. I love that. That's one thing.
Yeah. So, like, Nepal, does Nepal have a football team?
Yeah, they have.
Mm.
Yeah.
I've never heard about that team.
Sorry?
I've never heard about Nepal team.
Oh, they are just, they were just playing in the, I don't know where, but they were off to Qatar or somewhere to play football.
Yeah.
Nepal team, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, they are really
so,
cool.
Oh, nice. Even as we have a national team, but they're not maybe in the scene, but they try their best.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, going ahead, if someone was to come to Nepal, I just need to tell me, like, top five of the most delicious foods in Nepal that someone might look forward to, like, when I come there.
Okay.
Like, what's the one thing you'd want me to test before I leave Nepal?
Okay. First, here, local food is really famous. Rice, dal,
yes.
And local vegetables, seasonal vegetables.
Uh-huh.
And secondly, Momo is very famous there.
Uh-huh.
And thirdly, what is famous here? Like, you know, Tibetan food, laughing.
Which one? Sorry?
Chupa, laughing, Tibetan food, Chinese dishes and Tibetan food.
Uh-huh.
They are famous here. And chicken and fish are really famous. Chicken,
you like chicken?
Yeah, I like chicken.
Chicken curry, chicken fry, chicken.
Yeah, chicken
stew.
chicken fry. I love.
You like chicken fry with rice?
Yeah, with rice. Everything.
Wow. If I cook that in African style, will you eat that?
I would love to.
Because as you got, we also make rice with chicken fry, but in a different way.
Okay.
Yeah. Are there so many chickens in your farm?
Not so many chickens. We have just, we had one farm, only 4 or 5 just chickens.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And is it true that your food is also spicy?
Yeah, we love spicy food. We, especially in Nepal, we love spicy food.
We don't like spicy food here because it's, when you put it in the mouth, it, you know that feeling.
We don't like that.
So, is it true? How does the spiciness help? How does it help it when it comes to health?
Health. It doesn't help, I guess. It just, you know, it's not good for health.
Mm-hmm.
But we eat with, we just love it spicy.
Oh. Yeah. And just one more thing I was supposed to ask. We just left with about only two questions left. I'm just going to ask, how about going out in Nepal? Because here we, when you are 18 years old, you're allowed to drink alcohol. You can go out to the club and dance.
Oh,
is that something?
With friends, we can go anywhere without, you know, without informing our family. We can do anything here.
No.
But family will never allow us to drink, going to clubs and stuff.
Wow. Are there clubs in the city?
Yeah, there are many. And from 18 years old, we are not allowed to leave our parents. We have to stay with them.
Oh.
Always, yeah.
Until when you're married?
Yeah, when married also, we have to leave with them. If we wish.
Oh. And what about the boys?
Boys, yeah. No, girls will go to boys' house here, you know.
Yes.
When they marry. And boys will live with their parents only, or they wish to go.
Oh, wow.
Place.
And what about paying the bread price? Who pays?
Bank price. Bread.
Yeah.
They paid... I don't know.
You don't know? Do they... You know, for us, bread price, we give out cows, goats, and some money to the girl's family. I don't know what you guys exchange.
Oh, I don't know about this.
Oh, you don't know?
No.
Okay. And maybe just name some of the major festivals in your country you celebrate. Maybe just name like 3 and maybe tell us what they mean.
Okay. In October, we celebrate Dussehra, you know.
Dussehra, yeah, I know Dussehra.
Yeah, it's the main festival of Nepal.
Uh-huh.
You know about Dussehra or?
Yeah, I know about Dussehra.
Huh.
Yes. Kalpana once told me about Dussehra, so.
Oh, yeah, it's the main festival and we love to celebrate it. It's from.
Wow, okay.
Nice. You should visit once during Dussehra.
I should, really, right? It's November, it's in October.
Yes, October.
Oh, okay. And you guys also celebrate the Kala Festival?
Yeah, Holi we celebrate. We celebrate. It's called Holi, the festival of colors, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we play with colors, water. It's really nice, enjoyable.
You run outside with colors and spray on people.
Yeah, I really hate it, okay? Oh my god.
So, the festival goes for how many days?
2 days.
Oh, 2 days just spreading color.
Yeah, 2 days, mainly there are 2 days, but people here, children are playing from 1 week ago with colors.
Wow.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. And also the people on the Mavid podcast who like to know what are some of the activities you like? You can tell us about your blog. You can share out your blog for people to go ahead and subscribe to your channel. Just say, what are some of the activities you do aside from school? Yeah.
Okay. Aside from the school, I just do love to do blog, and you guys can subscribe to my YouTube channel. Its name is Hot Cupid. You can search in YouTube channel. I love to dance. I love to make TikToks, you know.
Yeah, she loves to dance. You guys, she's a dancer.
Yeah.
On her YouTube, she's in the description. You like to dance?
Yeah, I like to dance, making TikToks and vlogging, travel, this kind of things.
Wow. And I've seen some of your TikToks. You really are a good dancer, honestly.
I can just
see them and see that she's really nice. So on TikTok, what's your handle on TikTok, on Instagram, and your social media handles?
Sorry?
You are on Instagram. Yeah. How are you called on Instagram?
Oh, it's ANUJO/C.
Yes.
On the Josie. You can search me there. Everywhere. Yeah. You see.
Yeah. So I think we just have one more question where I'm going to ask what are some of the things on your bucket list? Maybe you can just tell us like things that you really wish to do in your lifetime. Maybe just name.
I just want to visit Kedarnath. You know Kedarnath?
What? What's that?
Kedarnath is a temple in India.
Uh-huh.
It's really famous for, you know, Lord Shiv, and for trekking also. It's really famous.
Wow, you just want to go there?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I want to visit Sadhguru. You know Sadhguru? You don't know, I guess.
Come again.
Okay. Sadhguru, you know?
Sadhguru, yeah. The guru, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I want to visit him and one bungee jumping.
And what about the Dalai Lama?
Dalai Lama... I don't have any idea about him. He's birthday today, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Nepal seems to be a very good country, huh?
Yeah, it's really good country. Beautiful, cool country. Everyone should visit Nepal once.
What are the major attractions in Nepal?
Mountains, Himalayas. They are the...
Oh, the Himalayas?
Yeah, Himalayas. The Mount Everest, you know, is the highest peak in the world, is here in Nepal.
Wow. And
yeah.
What's the currency used in Nepal?
It's rupees.
Oh, rupees. The same as India.
Yeah, rupees.
Oh, wow. I saw you go to the gym. How's the gym going on?
Oh my God, I miss gym. I just do home workout nowadays, but I really miss going to gym and, you know, everything.
Oh. So since the school closed, you've never had an access to the gym?
I do exercise here in the home, but not in a gym.
Oh, at the home?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, so you have a big family. You guys have vlogs that are so nice, by the way. She talks about... you talk about so many things, right?
Yeah.
I see with kids, I see going to the mountains. Like there isn't one. What were you talking about?
Me.
Yes, there isn't a vlog you just posted.
Oh, that was about, you know, rice, planting rice.
Oh.
Like in paddy fields, we plant rice there with everything we do here.
So is it true to say that rice is the main food in Nepal?
Yeah, rice is the main food. Rice and you know, you don't chapati.
Chapati.
Yeah.
Yeah, we also make chapati here in our country also.
Yeah, we make chapati here. Rice here is the main. You know, dal and dal also here is famous here.
Yeah, even pilau. You make pilau?
Yeah, we make it.
this was amazing, huh?
It's been amazing to do a podcast with you.
Yeah, I think people will also have questions about Nepal. When someone has a question about Nepal, she can always come up here and listen to Anu, right?
Yeah, anytime. I'm ready.
Yeah, maybe you can tell us how big is Nepal? Is it big population or?
No, it's a small country with 3 crore people, only 3. Mm-hmm. And its area is also small.
Wow, okay. Anyway, we are looking forward to visiting Nepal one day in the future.
Yeah, come soon. We'd love to welcome you.
Yeah, and also you come to Africa and see how Africa looks like.
Okay, we'd love to visit Kenya.
Yeah, you'll start with Kenya.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, guys. That's been an episode with Anu from all the way from Nepal. And how do they say hello in Nepal? How do they say hello, how are you in Nepal, in Nepalese?
Namaste, Timi. Kasto chau?
Namaste, Timi. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Namaste, Timi. Is that right?
Yeah, Timi. Kasto chau. Yeah, it's right. Correct.
So, hey, I'm so happy. Like, do Nepalese also grow up knowing English?
Yeah, you know.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was from Anu and the Maverick Podcast. Anu, you want to say something before we finish up?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for listening. And you know, anytime I'm here to clear your queries about Nepal in Marvin podcast.
Yeah, we saw Nepalese, there are so many beautiful girls and my friends.
Okay.
There are so many questions. So next time I think I'll get the questions and I'll ask you again so that you can address them on the Marvin podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much, Anu, for being on my podcast.
Thank you to you too.
Thank
for
you. Okay. So how do they say goodbye?
Namaste.
Namaste. Okay, namaste. Ciao. Bye.
Bye-bye. Namaste, Kevin.
Okay.